Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to another exciting adventure right here on Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallward. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Tonight, Kara and I will be talking about famed debunker James Randi. But in the meantime, Kara, do you have any news for us?
Yes, I do. So last Tuesday, Professor Chaim Eshed, ex-head of Israel's space program, stated that the United States and Israel have been cooperating with a galactic federation of aliens for years, including creating a joint American and space alien underground base on Mars. According to him, Donald Trump was on the verge of revealing the existence of these aliens, but the Galactic Federation stopped him from doing so, because humanity needed to, quote, evolve and reach a stage where they will understand what space and spaceships are. Eshed revealed this information in an interview promoting his new book, saying that he has decided to disclose now because viewpoints around UFOs are changing. Eshed was head of the Israeli space program for 30 years and is a three-time recipient of the Israeli Security Award. New evidence suggests that less than 1 billion years ago, Venus may have been a habitable planet with temperatures similar to Earth, oceans, rain, snow, and possibly life. It is now believed that an intense period of extreme supervolcanic activity over the course of many thousands of years could have belched large amounts of carbon into the atmosphere, causing a runaway greenhouse effect. This new theory comes from analysis of the surface of Venus, which found landforms nearly identical to river valleys on Earth. And finally, in weird news from the primordial abyss that is our distant past, a new species of dinosaur was just discovered, with both a furry mane and weird rod-like projections coming off its shoulders, made from keratin, the same material that makes up our bones and hair, and nearly a foot long. Also, scientists think they discovered a new species of beaked whale. It was a busy week for science. Back to you, Chauncey.
All right, this is Israeli guy. What was his name?
Chaim Eshed.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure if his last name is said Eshed. I wasn't able to find anyone saying it, but it's spelled E-S-H-E-D, so it seems like it should be.
Right. Like, I think of Donald Trump as being a unwavering guy who's going to do whatever he wants to do.
So you're saying the most unrealistic aspect of the story is that the Galactic Federation could possibly stop Donald Trump from disclosing if he wanted to.
Right. Like, how difficult of a guy would Chaim have to be for them to talk Donald Trump out of giving this up? But Chaim's just all, well, I'm going to do it then, because...
Oh, no. Well, he didn't do it. He said the aliens talked Donald Trump out of it.
Yeah, but they obviously didn't talk Chaim out of it.
No, well, okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah.
I so just...
How crotchety and steadfast in his absolutism would this guy have to be? But, you know, when I first heard this story, you know, I didn't research it. I knew it would come from you. You know, how credible is this guy? Did this guy really hold the offices that he said that he held?
It's like, oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean...
this is a little ageist of me, but how old is he?
I don't actually know. He's definitely retirement age, late 70s.
All right. I don't know. I'm often back and forth on these because it's like, did he lose his crap and just start coming up with bonkers nonsense for retirement so he could leave something to his kids? Or is he really putting this out there? You know, it's always shocking for me when it comes from higher up people. You know, like we've talked before, when it's an Air Force pilot or some sort of military pilot or even a
general, there have been a couple of those.
Yeah, or even a civilian pilot. You know, we tend to be, oh, well, this person's pretty well educated. They're doing their stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, and then so here we are now with the upper echelons of people who normally, I guess this deal with Trump has shown us that it doesn't take a massive amount of responsibility to get into these upper echelons, but I assume that it does, you know, that this is a one-off that...
He was in charge of 30 years. Here's my take. For one, the Israeli space program is not NASA. I mean, I'm not saying that to discredit it totally or anything. Like, it's a space program, but
sure,
here in
I
the
have
United...
met NASA, and you are not NASA.
Well, in the United States, we have a very, because of our history with the moon landings and stuff, we have a very, across the political spectrum, like, NASA can do no wrong. Like, they're one of the most trusted institutions ever. Mm-hmm. Elsewhere in the world, it's just like, okay, it's a it's another government institution. So,
I see.
You do occasionally find crackpots at the highest levels of these things, but I don't want to just dismiss him out of hand. What I have trouble with is he's disclosing this stuff. If he was in a position to actually know all this for a certainty, then he would have been in a position to gather some evidence.
And then I'm always excited about a new dinosaur. You know, I just kind of got used to looking at birds and thinking that they were what was left of the dinosaurs, and now they got a furry dinosaur.
Yeah, I mean, these days they're realizing a lot of these dinosaurs probably had, like, fur and feathers and stuff. So the artist's interpretation of this thing is wild, because it's, like, 50 centimeters tall. I don't know how many feet that is exactly. And then they've got these rods that look like uncooked spaghetti just coming out of its shoulders, and they're, like, a good 15 centimeters long. So, and then they've got this long, like, luxurious mane of fur down its back. It's just the weirdest looking thing.
Huh. Spaghetti.
Right?
Yeah, so, I mean, this is one of those things that I just want to know, and I hope I know before I go to the great beyond. Because I find it incredibly fascinating, you know? How could these things have lived and evolved and then died off in a mere 6,000 years? It's really amazing.
I mean, they died off in about an hour.
I was making a biblical joke.
Oh, I get it.
And then a beaked whale, you know? It's like... I don't know. Yeah, life is crazy. Have you seen the new article on the platypus where they show that they glow in bioluminescence now, too? So not only do they have beaks and fur and lay eggs and have stingers and webbed feet, but they have bioluminescence.
Nothing makes me a conspiracy theorist like platypi, because they just sound completely made up. Totally. You know, it's a big old guinea pig with little... beady little eyes and a duck bill and poison spurs, and it lays eggs and it glows in the dark, and who knows, it probably speaks French.
Right, totally. Yeah,
just
right.
Crazy.
Can't trust anything that speaks French, you know.
Yeah, I mean, just every few years they add another, like, ability to the platypus, which is already overpowered.
Right. Yeah, overpowered. Yeah. I remember that they have stingers that injected venom. I'm just
like, right. Yeah, they've got these little heel spurs that.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in Australia is venomous and usually, like, hilariously over venomous for, like, the actual predators that are facing, like the cone snail, which could kill an elephant, which there aren't in Australia or anything even like that.
Right. It's like, what is it trying to kill? Apparently, platypus. They're fighting off the platypus.
I guess, yeah.
Actually, this would be interesting. You know how, like, when you go back and you look through the fossil records, they're just all, the giant sloth that's, like, a story tall and it's huge and moves real slow, right?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if there's a prehistoric platypus.
Oh, gosh. There can't have been, because that kind of thing would not have gone extinct. It would still be out there, lurking.
Speaking of Australia, there's this great old movie called Razorback, which is basically a loose remake of Jaws, only with a giant pig.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So is it like they're going through the jungle and they, like, you know, split up stupidly and then...
The jungle,
like, oh,
in
my
Australia?
God.
They're in Australia. They're, like, in the...
They're in Australia. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a giant wild boar in Australia.
Like, how do they do it then? Because... The whole thing about Jaws is the shark pops up at inopportune times and bites your boat in half.
What about muddy puddles?
Is that how they do it? It's just, you can see the back, just like...
I have to see, I don't want to give nothing away. All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Stick around for some James Randi talk.
WCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What could be cozier than the promise of a homemade meal for your favorite person? This season, stop by Black Bear Diner and pick up some gift cards for your favorite folks. For every $25 in gift card purchases, you'll get a $5 Bear Buck for yourself. Or if you're shopping in, make your buy online for an e-gift or traditional card for delivery by mail. Visit blackbeardiner.com to order. Be sure to allow extra time for mailing. Buy $25, get $5 promotion available in diner only.
Black Bear Diner.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
Hello, my darlings, and welcome back to another exciting adventure right here on Radio Wasteland. I'm your host, Chauncey Hallward. This is my co-host, Kara Kittrick.
Hello.
Tonight, Kara and I will be talking about famed debunker James Randi. But in the meantime, Kara, do you have any news for us?
Yes, I do. So last Tuesday, Professor Chaim Eshed, ex-head of Israel's space program, stated that the United States and Israel have been cooperating with a Galactic Federation of Aliens for years, including creating a joint American and space alien underground base on Mars. According to him, Donald Trump was on the verge of revealing the existence of these aliens, but the Galactic Federation stopped him from doing so, because humanity needed to, quote, evolve and reach a stage where they will understand what space and spaceships are. Eshed revealed this information in an interview promoting his new book, saying that he has decided to disclose now because viewpoints around UFOs are changing. Eshed was head of the Israeli space program for 30 years and is a three-time recipient of the Israeli Security Award. New evidence suggests that less than 1 billion years ago, Venus may have been a habitable planet with temperatures similar to Earth, oceans, rain, snow, and possibly life. It is now believed that an intense period of extreme supervolcanic activity over the course of many thousands of years could have belched large amounts of carbon into the atmosphere, causing a runaway greenhouse effect. This new theory comes from analysis of the surface of Venus, which found landforms nearly identical to river valleys on Earth. And finally, in weird news from the primordial abyss that is our distant past, a new species of dinosaur was just discovered with both a furry mane and weird rod-like projections coming off its shoulders, made from keratin, the same material that makes up our bones and hair, and nearly a foot long. Also, scientists think they discovered a new species of beaked whale. It was a busy week for science. Back to you, Chauncey.
All right, this is Israeli guy. What was his name?
Chaim Eshed.
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure if his last name is said Eshed. I wasn't able to find anyone saying it, but it's spelled E-S-H-E-D, so it seems like it should be.
Right. Like, I think of Donald Trump as being a unwavering guy who's going to do whatever he wants to do.
So you're saying the most unrealistic aspect of the story is that the Galactic Federation could possibly stop Donald Trump from disclosing if he wanted to.
Right. Like, how how difficult of a guy would Chaim have to be for them to talk Donald Trump out of giving this up, but Chaim's just all, well, I'm going to do it then because...
Oh, no. Well, he didn't do it. He said the aliens talked Donald Trump out of it.
Yeah, but they obviously didn't talk Chaim out of it.
No, well, okay, yeah, I see what you mean.
Yeah. You know,
I just...
How crotchety and steadfast in his absolutism yeah. would this guy have to be? But, you know, when I first heard this story, you know, I didn't research it. I knew it would come from you. You know, how credible is this guy? Did this guy really hold the offices that he said that he held?
It's like, oh, absolutely. Yeah, I mean...
How... I mean, this is a little ageist of me, but how old is he?
He's, I don't actually know. He's definitely retirement age, late 70s, 80s.
All right. I don't know. I'm often back and forth on these because it's like, did he lose his crap and just start coming up with bonkers nonsense for retirement so he could leave something to his kids? Or is he really putting this out there? You know, it's always shocking for me when it comes from higher up people. You know, like we've talked yeah. before, when it's an Air Force pilot or some sort of military pilot or even a
general, there have been a couple of those.
Yeah, or even a civilian pilot. You know, we tend to be, oh, well, this person's pretty well educated. They're doing their stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, you know, and then so here we are now with the upper echelons of people who normally, I guess this deal with Trump has shown us that it doesn't take a massive amount of responsibility to get into these upper echelons, but I assume right. that it does, you know, that this is a one-off that...
yeah, and he was in charge of 30 years. Here's my take. For yeah. one, the Israeli space program is not NASA. I mean, I'm not saying that to discredit it totally or anything, like it's a space program, but
sir,
here in
I
the
have
United...
met NASA and you are not NASA.
Well, in the United States, we have a very, because of our history with the moon landings and stuff, we have a very, across the political spectrum, like NASA can do no wrong. Like they're one of the most trusted institutions ever. Mm-hmm. Elsewhere in the world, it's just like, okay, it's another government institution. So
like, I see.
You do occasionally find crackpots at the highest levels of these things, but I don't want to just dismiss him out of hand. What I have trouble with is he's disclosing this stuff. If he was in a position to actually know all this for a certainty, then he would have been in a position to gather some evidence.
And then I'm always excited about a new dinosaur. You know, I just kind of got used to looking at birds and thinking that they were what was left of the dinosaurs, and now they got a hairy dinosaur.
Yeah, I mean, these days they're realizing a lot of these dinosaurs probably had like fur and feathers and stuff. So the artist's interpretation of this thing is wild because it's like 50 centimeters tall. I don't know how many feet that is exactly. Mm. And then they've got these rods that look like uncooked spaghetti just coming out of its shoulders. And they're like a good 15 centimeters long. So, and then they've got this long, like, luxurious mane of fur down its back. It's just the weirdest looking thing.
Huh. Spaghetti.
Right?
Yeah. So, I mean, this is one of those things that I just want to know, and I hope I know before I go to the great beyond, because I find it incredibly fascinating, you know? How could these things have, lived and evolved and then died off in a mere 6,000 years. It's really amazing.
I mean, they died off in about an hour.
I was making a biblical joke.
Oh, I get it.
And then a beaked whale, you know, it's like, I don't know. Yeah, life is crazy. Have you seen the new article on the platypus where they show that they glow in bioluminescence now, too? So not only do they have beaks and fur and lay eggs and have stingers and webbed feet, but they have bioluminescence.
Nothing makes me a conspiracy theorist like platypi, because they just sound completely made up. Totally. You know, it's a big old guinea pig with little beady little eyes and a duck bill and poison spurs, and it lays eggs and it glows in the dark, and who knows, it probably speaks French.
Right, totally. Yeah, just right. Crazy. Can't trust anything that speaks French, you know.
Yeah, I mean, just every few years they add another, like, ability to the platypus, which is right. Already overpowered.
Right. Yeah, overpowered, yeah. I remember that they had stingers that injected venom. I'm just
like, right, yeah, they've got these little heel spurs that,
yeah.
I mean, everything in Australia is venomous and usually, like, hilariously over-venomous for, like, the actual predators they're facing. Like the cone snail, which could kill an elephant, which there aren't in Australia or anything even like that.
Right. It's like, what is it trying to kill? Apparently, platypus. They're fighting off the platypus.
I guess, yeah.
Actually, this would be interesting. You know how, like, when you go back and you look through the fossil records, they're just all, oh, the giant sloth that's, like, a story tall and it's huge and moves real slow, right?
Uh-huh.
I wonder if there's a prehistoric platypus.
Oh, gosh. There can't have been, because that kind of thing would not have gone extinct. There would still be out there lurking.
Speaking of Australia, there's this great old movie called Razorback, which is basically a loose remake of Jaws, only with a giant pig.
Amazing. Yeah, so is it like they're going through the jungle and they, like, you know, split up stupidly and then
the jungle, like, oh, in Australia? God. They're in Australia. They're like in the
They're in Australia. Okay.
Yeah. It's like a giant wild boar in Australia.
Like, how do they do it then? Because there's no, the whole thing about Jaws is the shark pops up at inopportune times and bites your boat in half.
What about muddy puddles?
Is that how they do it? It's just, you can see the back, just like.
Yeah, I have to see, I don't want to give nothing away. All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Stick around for some James Randi talk.
slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
To me, hope is excitement and relief.
I would recommend the hotline, just knowing that there's someone to talk to vent to that tells you that they're not alone.
I hope it will bring parents closer together.
It's an awesome resource that we have available, and it already has been useful.
Things are different now, but I still love them probably even more than I did before it started.
Give us a call at 530-710-8609.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us. For a better us.
You're listening to Chauncey and Kara on Radio Wasteland right here on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. That's Free Fire Radio. And don't forget to follow Radio Wasteland on Facebook at facebook.com/radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. You're listening to Chauncey and Kara as we talk about the famous, maybe infamous, if you're a liar, James Randi. James Randi, as we talked about before, he was famous as a magician, the Amazing Randi. Should have been the Amazing Rando. And, you know, secondly, he was most famous for coming up with a prize that would prove that psychic powers existed. Now, before the break, you were talking about somebody tried to sue him, but I think we got sidetracked a little bit on the process that it went through. Did that lawsuit go anywhere?
No, it didn't.
Was it just thrown out, or?
It wasn't thrown out. The guy, Uri Geller, like I said, very litigation-happy, dropped the lawsuit to focus on a different lawsuit.
Ah, great.
So,
yeah. Sounds like some people I've known. That's funny. All right, so he's most famously for coming up with this prize. What was this prize called? I forget what it was called. But it was from the Committee for Skeptical
Inquiry. $1 million Paranormal Challenge.
Right. And originally it started out as like $10,000 of his own money or something like that, and other people contributed, and it ended up getting up to $1 million, where he was basically willing to give that $1 million to anybody who could prove it. Now, proof is
proof can be vague.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the idea was that they would tailor whatever laboratory tests
to
the specific claims that were made, and that both the person making the claims and the foundation would agree upon them.
Right.
And, you know, obviously if they couldn't agree, then no tests would go forward.
Right.
And
this was after this Aura Lady.
This was actually before this television special was actually relatively recent, and it featured an astrologer, an aura lady, a dowser, a card reader, and I think something else.
So did anybody ever go after the million?
I believe that several people did. Obviously, no one ever got it, but
that's disappointing.
I want to say there were several tests.
You know, I find it disappointing that, I don't know, you'd think for $1 million somebody would be able to prove or at least create enough doubt that something is great, you know? Because, I mean, these cold readers, I mean, that stuff is impressive, you know? When you see
the
cold read, I mean, I look at it and I know what it is, or at least I know what they call it, and I still look at it and go, I don't know, you know? Maybe there is some level of deeper understanding going on there, some level of give and take, you know? So it's a little disappointing that nobody ever got up there and actually did something that made everybody kind of shrug.
I mean, yeah, it is disappointing, but reality is terrible. So it looks like there were 8 different claimants, and all failed. And then there were a whole bunch of applicants who, you know, were rejected because they couldn't come to a compromise or an agreement on how to do the test. There were a whole bunch of those, obviously.
Yeah, because, like, you watch, what's that singing show, American Idol?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get every jackass and their brother up there willing to give it a shot. You think for $1 million to prove your psychic ability, you think people would just be randomly getting up there going, let's give it a shot, maybe I have psychic powers. With enough motivation, maybe $1 million motivation, maybe I can read their mind.
Yeah, I mean, I think people probably don't want to be humiliated.
They seem to be all right with it on American Idol.
That is true. Yeah, that's a good point, but I feel like I got told I'm not a great singer on TV is in a sort of different category as I got told that I'm a charlatan and a liar by a bunch of scientists.
Yeah, that's true.
But I don't know.
That's true. But yeah, I don't know. Do you, like men that stare at goats, you know, I want to believe that something's going on out there and all this remote viewing and stuff like that, but with nobody able to prove anything. Now, these remote viewers always say that they're under some non-disclosure agreement by the government.
Right.
And so that part's believable, I guess, but...
Well, if you'll remember, the Project Stargate was shut down in the 90s after it had been running for 20 years, and it was shut down, at least according to the government, who obviously are not to be trusted, but because they said it had never produced actionable intelligence. Now, there were a couple of hits. There was something like a submarine they found at some point, a plane crash they found, but there were also, you know, so many misses that it was like, we can't trust their word anymore.
Well, it's like the argument of why lucky people are lucky, and that is because they're willing to try.
Right.
You know, it's like, you know, the statistics.
I mean, I think success in life, this is a total tangent, but I think success in life is generally much more attributable to just banging your head against the wall till you find the weak spot rather than figuring out where the weak spot is, because I think the latter is basically impossible.
Right, like, was it Einstein, 99% perspiration and 1% inspiration?
Right.
Yeah. So is that how you...
That's why the dumbest people are in are in charge of everything because, you know, they don't learn from failure. So they, you know,
eventually just break through the door.
Yeah, exactly.
Is this how you live your life?
Oh, I live my life paralyzed by indecision.
I see. Yeah.
So I recognize that I should be beating my head against the wall, but darn it, the wall is hard and my skull is fragile and easily broken.
Right. That's funny that you say paralyzed by indecision because I did too, and my dad, I don't know if he coined the term, but he used to refer to me as having paralysis through analysis, and
you know,
that's the price of being smart, people, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to be so
like
smart.
Us.
Hard to be so smart, and handsome, and beautiful, you know? What are you going to do?
It really is such a curse, you know? Yeah.
So, you know, debunking, talking about James Randi.
We're done with
before
that.
We talk too much about how, you know, but debunking, you know, him talking about how he didn't like the term debunking, like, makes me think, like, I don't know, is that really, I'm trying to decide if it's a noble pursuit.
I think so.
And like, well, where's the line drawn? I mean, should you debunk religion? Should you debunk just when it becomes expensive?
Well, James Randi thought so. James Randi was Richard Dawkins' level of hating religion. He said something about, you know, he thought that the belief in God was one of the worst things to afflict humanity ever.
Dude.
Yeah, so, his...
That's some, like, burned at the stake, that's burned at the stake talk right there.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't necessarily share this, but his belief was, yes, debunk anything and everything that is untrue. I think, you know, a lot of, you know, card readers and phone psychics and stuff, those people know they don't have powers, mostly. You know, these are people who answered an ad to do this gig and have some modest cold reading ability, but, like, that's not the point. It's for fun.
Right.
So, if James Randi had been, like, debunking these people, I would have been like, okay, that's lame. But he mostly stuck to very high-profile folks with, like, a cult-like following. And I think dunking on cult leaders is always valid and a good thing to do.
Yeah, and when I was growing up, there was this woman, and she had a call-in thing, and she was like some Jamaican lady, and she had this sort of big call-in thing at the time, and commercials were all over the place when I was, you know, through my 10s all the way up into my 20s. So people my age are probably going to remember this. I wish I could remember her name, but she had some mystical name, and she was mm-hmm. a Jamaican, which obviously means that... she has psychic abilities. I never really understood that part. Was it just playing off of the foreignness of it, or I was never really quite sure, but
maybe she just happened to be Jamaican.
Yeah. Yeah. That crossed my mind too, but I mean, you know, every factor gets in there, but I can't decide if this is sort of like a party pooper role to choose in one's life. You know, I'm all super science and I'm going to go out and debunk fun. You know, or is this something that the world really needs? You know, given the world right now and the way that people are so eager to kind of follow whatever BS is going on. And I mean, I agree with what you said earlier, you know, reality does suck. But
right, exactly.
How bad?
But we also got to live in it, you know, and it's even harder to live in it when there are people who aren't living in it.
Right.
You know, running around wrecking shit.
All right, you're listening to Radio Wasteland. Come on back. We're going to talk about how does one go about proving this?
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Vans Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
This holiday season, begin a whole new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights, November 27th through December 27th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens by the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California. Walk through 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights, plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more. Redding Garden of Lights at Turtle Bay Exploration Park. Tickets are limited and on sale now at turtlebay.org or call 530-242-3100.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
You're listening to Free Fire Radio, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. You're listening to Radio Wasteland with Chauncey and Kara. Find all our shows and archives by visiting Radio Wasteland at radiowasteland.us.
All right, welcome back to Radio Wasteland. We are loosely talking about James Randi. it's more so James Randi as the inspiration for the discussion. Yes.
James Randi as the archetype.
Right. You know, I liked your pointing out the aura thing. That was really, really cool, because I was thinking to myself, yeah. Well, how do you go about proving these things, you know, how do you prove? Well, we had this discussion with Eric Brumble talking about using devices that you don't know are working to discover something that you don't know is there. and I always thought that was really interesting. So as I was thinking about this today, just Ghostbusters 1 just kept popping into my mind of when Peter Venkman's like doing the cards and electrocuting him or whatever in order to see if they had psychic powers and saying what's going on behind the card. You know, so I don't know. How do you think? Well, were there any other examples of ways that they tested this that you know of, or how would you think that we would do?
Well, here's the thing. There's actually a huge body of literature of psychologists doing exactly that, dating back more than a century. And the results are maybe surprisingly actually quite mixed. There are are, in fact, a number of high-profile experiments that do show ESP. Here's the thing, though. These are experiments not like what James Randi did, where he was, like, debunking individuals, but these were experiments on large groups of people, you know, tens of people, hundreds of people, etc. And it was usually like, on this experiment, we expect people to have a hit rate of 25%, you know, because that's random chance if you're guessing one in four possibilities. But when we average out how everyone did, we get a hit rate of, you know, 30%. And that's the kind of psychic powers that I think there's some evidence for. That said, it's far from clear that this is true, because there have been a bunch of people who tried to replicate these studies and weren't able to. So it's a little up in the air. One would expect from a scientific study that is actually valid that anyone could replicate it. That's sort of the gold standard of science, replicability of experiments. But unfortunately, well, in psychology in particular, but in a lot of scientific fields, this is a huge problem. There was a study a few years ago about where some people just decided, we're going to take 100 published studies and we're going to try and replicate all the experiments. And they found that, like, way more than half couldn't be replicated. A lot that gets published is not true.
Right. It's not peer reviewed.
No, it is peer reviewed. That's the point.
Well, isn't a peer reviewed other people recreating it, or?
No. See, one would hope. Peer review is just other scientists looking through the methods and saying this seems valid. See, here's the problem. It's actually very difficult to get. Journals don't want to publish replications. They want to publish new studies with positive results. They don't want to publish people replicating old studies and saying, actually, we couldn't find this, because that doesn't sell magazines.
Right.
Science, I love science. Science isn't as good as people think it is. I see people all the time looking at studies and saying, this is a study, it's factual, its conclusions are true. And I see people all the time, especially nowadays, going totally in the opposite direction, like, all these scientists are paid off, none of it's true. And, you know, both of these are stupid. It's really, I think you can very confidently trust a strong consensus amongst scientists in the field. But an individual study that hasn't been replicated, I think, should probably not be trusted until it is, especially if it says something very surprising. So here's the thing. There's evidence that is as good as most studies for the existence of ESP. However, does that mean it's true? Not necessarily, because of all the problems I just brought up.
Right, and it's somewhat anecdotal because it's such a, you know, there's always chance. And unless you do it over and over and over to reduce.
Sure. And that's the idea. So in 2010, the big one I'm thinking of, there was analysis of 9 different studies all done by this one guy over the course of 10 years. And they all showed significant results. And this is the thing that has been replicated inconsistently. About half the people who replicated it were able to find that, and about half of them weren't. There's a number of reasons why you could have a study that, and just doing it totally in good faith, that shows a better than average guess rate that might still not be true. It could be that, you know, you're sort of peeking at the data as it's happening, and then, you know, you close a study, you say this study is over once you find an effect that looks interesting. But maybe if you kept going, maybe the effect would have disappeared. Or, you know, you have a large group and it shows an effect, and it doesn't show an effect, but you break it up into just two smaller groups and maybe it does show an effect. You know, these sound really sleazy, but it's worth noting scientists do this stuff all the time. Not because they're liars, this is just, these were studies conducted over 10 years, it's easy to get sloppy.
Right.
So,
right.
I think, yeah, people are working on proving it. I think there needs to be a lot more work. And I don't know, it's hard to trust it.
So what do you think? Do you think it is or it isn't? If you had to just guess, all right. So, you know, somebody comes to you, says, I know whether there is or isn't. $100 if you guess right. What do you think?
I think I guess that it isn't real.
Oh, that's so sad.
Yeah, I know. I just...
Yeah, it's sad.
That's actually a real tough one because, you know, for every human society has had some version of belief in psychic powers, which is a big inducement to believe for me. But also, like, people are just bad at evidence.
And, right.
You know, people weigh anecdotal stuff way too much, even though it's, you know, anecdotal evidence is good if you're talking about the best way to make eggs, but it's useless for the big questions. Completely useless.
Right. And you know, and I don't know what the tests are, but it seems like the more people and the looser you make the test. So you were talking at one point about random number 1 through 4, large group of people, statistics, and going outside of that statistic, you know. And I was thinking while you were talking about that, that half of that could be proving ESP, but the other half of that arguably could be proving global consciousness or fourth dimensional consciousness, that it has nothing to do with any kind of ESP.
Well, I think proving
action of ideas or something.
I think proving the existence of any of those would be equally surprising.
Right, but
you know,
but I absolutely. But what I'm saying is that the further out you get, the more vague the possible answer becomes.
Sure, and yeah, that's actually kind of a criticism of it, which is that like there's no like ideological framework for what is happening here.
Right,
it's literally just weird results, therefore better than chance. I think that's sort of a silly quibble, because every time science advances, it's because there's some weird result.
Right.
That, like,
but nobody wants to pay billions to have them come back and be all, we found the answer, and the answer is something really weird happened here. You know?
Right. It all comes back to money, you know? There's very little money spent to replicate this stuff, and like I said, there's this huge drive to only publish stuff that's new and surprising, which is not how science is supposed to work. You know, frankly, this could all be sewn up if we had more funding for basic research. But,
right. Practical application for the money. All right.
Yeah.
One last thing. Can you tell what I'm thinking right now?
You would like a burrito.
Close. What I'm thinking is, we're done. Time is up. You've been listening to Radio Wasteland, but let me leave you with one final question.
Almost
do you believe in psychic powers and or want a burrito? Check us out at RadioWasteland.us, and also next week, same bat time, same bat channel.
News from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.